KPDK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says this morning that Hamas is close to reaching a truce with Israel. That a key sign that Hamas is willing to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. Doctors inside another Gaza hospital say they are now being targeted, much like Al-Shifa was. Dr. Margaret Harris is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
There are really no hospitals there that we would consider as functioning anything more than a shelter and maybe an aid post. The fuel hasn't been allowed in. They have not got clean water. They're not able to keep the wounds clean.
A cross-country storm threatening holiday travel. Police in Custer County, Colorado, east of Pueblo, are still looking for the man believed to have opened fire during a dispute with his neighbors. Three people were killed. The alleged gunman is still on the loose. This is ABC News. Ex-owner Elon Musk getting a new ally in his fight over allegations of anti-Semitism.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched an investigation into Media Matters in response to the group's claim that prompted high-dollar companies to pull advertisements from X, the site formerly known as Twitter. Last Thursday, Media Matters reported that, quote, X has been placing ads for Apple, Bravo, IBM, Oracle, and Xfinity next to pro-Nazi content, unquote. After the report, several of the named companies announced they would suspend advertising on the platform. Paxton says Media Matters may be guilty of fraud. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The CDC warning about listeria contamination of fruits like peaches and nectarines. They were distributed by HMC Farms. And there is a new theory about something a whole lot of us have felt, the red wine headache. Researchers at the University of California now say it could be caused by the buildup of a compound in the wine that makes it harder for our bodies to break down alcohol. Liz Landers, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday?
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, 6 unable to practice. Banged up maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew, we knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year. And it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the Packers and the Lions Thursday morning at 11:30. NBA, the Bucks dominate the Wizards 142-129. Giannis with 42 points. Chris Middleton, still recovering from that knee surgery, had 18 points, surpassing Michael Redd. And now, Sidney Moncrief for the fourth highest career score in team history.
No, shout out to Michael Redd, shout out to Sidney Moncrief. To come out here and pass those legends, it means a lot.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 40 today. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. High of 45 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK. 12